الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلا آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There are a lot of bounties and blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal which we are enjoying and getting day and night. One of those bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the day of Friday. Whoever performs any good deed on Jumu'atul Mubarak, he gets the reward of 70 good deeds. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. If we will say Subhanallah once on the day of Jumu'ah, we will get the reward of saying 70 times Subhanallah. If we will say Alhamdulillah once, we will get the reward of utterance of 70 times Alhamdulillah. If we recite Durood once on Friday, we will get the reward of recitation of 70 Durood salutations upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we must try to perform good deeds on day of Jumu'ah as much as we can. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, one of the blessings of the day of Jumu'atul Mubarak is recitation of durood upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. So Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has stated, whoever recites 200 times durood upon me on Friday, his 200 years sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we all are Muslims. It is a great honor for us that we are the followers of the most beloved and last prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are very fortunate and lucky that we got the chance to attend the Jumu'ah Ijtima. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq, divine guidance to participate in these types of Ijtima'at with punctuality, enthusiasm, and also give us passion to act upon the teachings of Islam. Because such types of ijtima'at are very important to seek ilm-e-deen, knowledge of religion. And especially that basic knowledge which is obligatory for almost all the Muslims. Today we are going to learn one of those basic knowledges of deen without which neither our iman, our faith can complete, nor our good deeds can be considered acceptable in the holy court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So one of those most important and obligatory things is Mahabbat-e-Rasool, Ishq-e-Rasool, immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Famous poet Dr. Iqbal says in his poetry, محمد کی محبت دین حق کی شرط اول ہے. محمد کی محبت دین حق کی شرط اول ہے، اسی میں ہو اگر خامی تو سب کچھ نامکمل ہے. اٹ مینس دیٹ امنس لو آف دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم از دا ویری فرسٹ اینڈ بیسک کنڈیشن آف ریلیجن آف اسلام. اینڈ اف دیر وڈ بی اینی امپرفیکشن ان دس بیسک کنڈیشن آف دین اسلام، دین ایوری تھنگ آف سچ پرسن ویدر اٹ از دین اور دنیا اٹ از انکمپلیٹ اینڈ انویلڈ. In very next stanza, Dr. Iqbal says, محمد کی محبت ہے سند آزاد ہونے کی. محمد کی محبت ہے سند آزاد ہونے کی، خدا کے دامن توحید میں آباد ہونے کی. It means that immense love of the Holy Prophet, سید العالمین، شفیع المذنبین، رحمت للعالمین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم is the certificate, is the proof, testimonial, a credential document of independence from hellfire. And it is the proof for a person that he is a true believer of oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, this thing shows that how much important love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. What a beautiful stanza, couplet. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam-e-Ishq-o-Muhabbat, Mujaddid-e-Din-o-Millat, Mawlana Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, wrote in his book, Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, wo jo na the, to kuch na tha. Wo jo na the, to kuch na tha. وہ جو نہ ہوں تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے. Let's understand the meaning of this stanza. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا. When our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was not created, nothing was created. When our beloved master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was not present, nothing has its existence. And وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو. And if he would not be present, nothing would be present. جان ہے وہ جہان کی. Our beloved master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam is the soul of the entire universe. جان ہے وہ جہان کی. جان ہے تو جہان ہے. And it is clear that if soul exists, then the creature will remain alive. So this whole universe is alive. This thing shows that its soul, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is alive and present. And on another place, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes, Allah ki sar ta ba kadam shan hai ye. Allah ki sar ta ba kadam shan hai ye. Insan nahi insan, وہ انسان ہیں یہ. اور قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں، اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ. اٹ مینس اللہ کی سر تا بقدم شان ہیں یہ. اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیز، فرام ہیڈ ٹو ٹو اور بلوڈ ماسٹر ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم از دا گلوری، از دا ایمیننس، ڈگنیٹی آف آل مائٹی اللہ عز و جل. انسان ہی انسان، وہ انسان ہیں یہ. He is such type of human being that there is no human being like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in entire universe. قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں. The glorious Quran says that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ایمان، is faith of a believer. اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ. And ایمان itself says that Holy Prophet محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم is my soul. It means that without the immense love of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم, faith is nothing. My dear Islamic brothers, the love, affection, عشق and محبت of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is how much necessary? We can understand this thing from the Quran Pak. So Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, Para 10, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 24.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, say, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your tribe and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear a loss and the houses of your liking, if all these things are dear to you, then Allah Azza wa Jal and His noble messenger, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah Azza wa Jal brings about His command, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not guide the sinful. What a beautiful commandment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given. Qul, O my beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, you say, in kana aba'ukum, if your fathers, wa abna'ukum, and your sons, wa ikhwanukum, and your brothers, wa azwajukum, and your wives, wa ashiratukum, and your tribe, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, and your acquired wealth, wa tijaratun takhshawna kasadaha, and the trade in which you fear a loss, wa masakin tardawnaha, and the houses of your liking, ahabba ilaykum min Allah. If all these things are dear to you, then Allah wa rasulihi, and His Rasul and His noble messenger, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, wa jihadin fi sabili, and fighting in His way, fatarabbasu, then wait, hatta ya'ti yallahu bi amri, until Allah Azza wa Jal brings about His command. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not guide the sinful. My dear Islamic brothers, this verse demonstrates encouragement, advice, proof, and indication of the necessity to love Holy Prophet Sayyidul Alameen, Shafi'ul Mudhinibin, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also sufficient to demonstrate that this duty is of tremendous proportion. You will have observed how Allah Azza wa Jal reprimands, warns those whose love of relatives and property are dearer to them than Allah Azza wa Jal and His messenger, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, if we try to understand the teachings of Islam, if we try to understand the teachings of the Holy Quran, just see this only one verse. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions different relations of a person. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions different things which a person likes in his life. Your parents, your brothers, your family, your tribe, and your wealth, each and everything. My dear Islamic brothers, a person will have love for these things. But After mentioning all these things, Almighty Allah says that if all these your worldly relations are more important for you, are more beloved to you than Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then wait for the commandment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will not guide the sinful. So my dear Islamic brothers, if we ponder about ourselves, what is our condition today? We are trying to earn worldly comforts. We are trying to increase our business. We are trying to increase our profit. We are trying for the betterment of our future. We are trying for the betterment of our business. We are trying to increase our wealth. Where is the love of Almighty Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is our condition? All the day we are busy in different types of worldly activities. Even we don't have the time to offer salah properly. Even we don't have the time to remember Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If we will carry on our life like this, a day will come when we will realize that whatever I earned in this life, whatever I got in this life was useless for me. So we must try to make our firm intention that we will try to increase our love of Allah Azza wa Jal, to increase our love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as we will try our best to increase our good deeds, so we could get the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, in this dunya, as well as hereafter. In this verse, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal first, He explains and He describes different relations. Your parents, your wife, your children, your brothers, and all these different relations, a person will have the love of these relations. Likewise, his business, he likes his business. He doesn't like to face any type of problem, any type of loss in his business, as well as his other properties, his wealth. All these things are normally dearer to a person. But Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, after explaining each and every this important thing for which a person is working very hard from dawn to dusk, a person tries very hard to earn money, a person tries very hard to make good houses, to build good houses, a person tries very hard to maintain good status. My dear Islamic brothers, after explaining all these relations and all the other things, Almighty Allah says, if you love more than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam these things, then you must wait for the commandment, for the azab, for the torment, for the punishment of Almighty Allah. So we must try to ponder about ourselves. What is our condition nowadays? My wealth is more important for me? My children, my family, my belongings, my bank, my other status and these types of things, these are more important for me. Where is the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Where is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we ponder about our daily life, we will understand, we will come to know that from dawn to dusk, after waking up in the morning, our first effort is for dunya. Our first effort is for worldly comfort. Our first effort is to earn money more and more, whether it is from permissible ways, halal ways, or from impermissible ways, haram ways. We don't bother. We need money. We need status. We need good status in this society. My dear Islamic brothers, remember, our life is very short. How long you will live? 30 years? 40 years? 50 years? 60 years? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. End of the day is death. Whatever status you got, whatever wealth you earned, whatever grades and ranks you got in this world, end of the day, you have to go in the grave and you will be buried in the grave. Your relatives will go away. Your family will leave you. Your each and everything which you earned in this dunya, for which we even did not bother about halal or haram, we will leave everything behind us and we will have to face the consequences in the grave as well as on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, nowadays, if we ponder, if we think,
about the situations of Muslims, situation of Muslims, we will come to know that nowadays, although Muslims, they are very wealthy, Muslims, they are large in number, Muslims, they have so many forces and resources and so many things in this world, but still Muslims, they do not have dignity which our pious ancestors got. If we see to our ancient times, to the times of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the time of Khulafa-e Rashidin, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala al-Majmain, we see, although they did not have these types of worldly comforts, they did not have these types of luxury life, but what was their status, even the non-believers, non-Muslims, they used to fear from them. Why? Because they followed the commandment of Almighty Allah. Because they followed the commandment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Woh zamane mein muazzaz the, musalma hokar, those pious ancestors, those Muslims, they got izzat, they got respect, they got honor. Why? By following the commandments of Quran. Woh zamane mein muazzaz the, musalma hokar, they followed the commandments of Islam. Aur tum khar huye tareeke Quran ka. You got wealth, you got good family, you are very rich, my dear Islamic brothers. Despite having all these things, tum khar huye tareeke Quran hokar, you left the commandments of Quran, you left the rulings of Sharia. That's why today, although you are in billions, but you don't have any honor. What is happening with the Muslims around the world? You can see. My dear Islamic brothers, all these things are due to the lack of love of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If all your these worldly relations, if all your these worldly comforts, if your this luxury life, if your house, if your bank balance, each and everything, if it is dearer to you, Quran reprimands you clearly. Fatarabbasu, then wait. Hatta yati Allahu bi amri, until Allah azza wa jal brings about His command. My dear Islamic brothers, these are the consequences of leaving the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the consequences by leaving the teachings of Islam. If we ponder, we think, and we just try to rectify our intentions, we just try to rectify our deeds, our amal, my dear Islamic brothers, we can get that status which our awliya-i kamilin get. We can get that status which our pious ancestors got. So my dear Islamic brothers, everybody wants respect. Everybody wants wealth. Everybody wants health. Everybody wants good life. But remember, eternal life. Eternal life is hereafter. After spending few years, we will go in the grave. We will have to bear the consequences. Whatever we did in this world, in this life, we have to see each and every amal's reward. If we did have good deeds, if we did perform good deeds in this world, we would be enjoying the eternal life in Jannah, in paradise. And if, may Almighty Allah forbid, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, if we used our this life in useless activities, if we spent our this life in useless activities, my dear Islamic brothers, nobody can save us from torment of grave. Nobody can save us from torment of Jahannam, hellfire. So everybody must ponder about himself. Everybody must ponder about himself. So I started my business. I came here. So many Islamic brothers, they would be living very far in different parts of Johannesburg. Maybe so many Islamic brothers would be living in the other cities also. We came here to earn money, to earn wealth, to earn the good life of this dunya. What I am doing for the betterment of our grave, what I am doing for the success of akhirat, if, my dear Islamic brother, this would be our first and utmost desire, then inshallah we will see barakat in our rizq, in our sustenance. We will see that Almighty Allah is showering His countless mercies upon us. So everybody must make intention that we will try, first of all, we will try our best to learn the teachings of Islam. We will try to recite Quran. We will try to understand the meanings of Quran. This is only the one verse about which we just heard a little bit. Why this Quran is descended? Only when somebody passes away, and only on the occasion of demise of someone, we have to gather and read and recite some paras, some parts of Quran, some surahs of Quran, and just make dua and go away. Is this the purpose to descend the Quran? My dear Islamic brothers, real purpose of descending of Quran is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Hudal linnas. And on other occasion, Almighty Allah says, Hudal lil muttaqin. This Quran is divine guidance for entire human being. This Quran is divine guidance of Almighty Allah for muttaqin, the people of iman, people having faith, the people having fear of Almighty Allah. So what is our condition? Are we following the teachings of Quran? Are we following the teachings of Sunnah? Are we following the commandments and rules and regulations given by this divine law of Almighty Allah? We are living in a specific country. Here we try our best to follow the rules and regulations of traffic. If we would not follow the rules of traffic, what would happen? We will have to bear the consequences. My dear Islamic brothers, we have been sent to this world just to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Just to get the Jannah from Almighty Allah. What we are doing for that? So this physical life which we are seeing, which we can feel, which we can enjoy for this worldly, very short life, physical life, how much we are putting our efforts to do better and more better. But what is our condition? When we come towards Salah, we come to know that we are unable even to perform 5 times Salah daily. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam says, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. So, we must ponder about this thing. That how much we are trying to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah, how much we are trying to perform good deeds, ibadat, salah, fast, farz charity, zakah, and other these things. Everyone must make firm intention that I will try my best to follow the commandments of Almighty Allah. I will try my best to follow the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will try my best to live such a life which is liked by Almighty Allah. If we will try, just put our effort towards this thing, inshallah, we will find the real pleasure in our life. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq and divine guidance to act upon the teachings of Islam, as well as may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to have the real love of His as well as His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Ameen bi jahi an-nabiy al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ascending success, say, O Mubarak.